Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Because we usually don't have chance in the Christmas liturgy to have any ceremony meditation. So tonight I prefer to have a chance together
As I said in the beginning, I want it to be a discussion. So we want to take a revision or a little bit study about all the persons who are related to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, or the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, from the very beginning. So who was the first person related to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ? Who was? Elizabeth and Zacharias. Were anyone before that? Were they the first ones to wear? Yeah? No, not the prophecies. We are not speaking about the prophecies. We are speaking about the persons. No. I'm not speaking about the prophecies. We are speaking about the persons. Who? No. Who, Teresa? Guess. I don't hear. Come here. Come closer. Closer. Yeah. Who were? Saint Mary. Who's Saint Mary? Saint Mary before Saint Mary. Joachim and Hannah. The first person who were related to the incarnation of our Lord was the family of Saint Mary, her father and mother. These were the first ones. And they rejoiced very much of their birth. Why? Because as we know that Hannah was barren and very old woman. Joachim was a priest and a very old man. But they were keeping praying for the Lord to give them child. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to both of them the same night or the same time while Joachim was in the wilderness fasting and praying, and Hannah was at home the angel of the Lord announced to them the birth of their daughter. And he said to them, this daughter will be a source of happiness and the salvation for the whole world. So they kept that, because before this annunciation, they vowed. What did they vow? Joachim and Hannah vowed something. Yeah. They vowed that their firstborn, they will present him or her to the temple. So the Lord gave Joachim and Anna a child 15 years before his birth. 15 years. And this was what was called in the Bible fullness of time. Mil uz-zaman. When the fullness of time came, lamma jaa mil uz-zaman, one of the signs of the fullness of time was the birth of Saint Mary. So the first persons actually related to the birth, not from the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, but from the birth of Saint Mary. And here I want to insist on something very important. Saint Mary was a perfect woman, perfect young lady. Because in the psalmody we say, the Father looked down from heaven and he did not find likened you. So he sent his only begotten Son. He came and was incarnate in you. It is the praise of the psalmody of Wednesday. بالعربي الآب تطلع من السماء فلم يجد من يشبهك أرسل ابنه الوحيد أتى وتجسد منك. مش احنا يوم السبت بنقول سلام لك يا أيتها بسم الله نعمة، مش كده؟ سلام لك يا من وجدت نعمة، سلام لك يا من وجدت المسيح الرب معك. ده الرفرين اللي بنقوله في التضكية، بنقول the same refrain, يعني another refrain, the same melody on Wednesday. This is the refrain on Wednesday of the Theotokia. So the Father looked from heavens. How did the Father look from heavens? When I say the Father looked from heaven, when did he look from heaven? Very important question, على فكرة. Tricky شوي. Yeah, he got the answer. Paul studies very well. When I say the Father looked from heaven, he did not look 15 years before the birth of Saint Mary. He looked from Eve to the last girl will be born before his second coming. Why? Because the Lord is not under the time. The Lord is not submitted to the time. We are, but he doesn't. He is not. He is not under the time. He knows everything from the very beginning to the end because of his nature as God. So imagine how many millions of women were born and will be born until his second coming, until the end of ages. The best was Saint Mary. And this is the fullness of time. The fullness of time that he, that Saint Mary was the best young lady, was born the greatest among women entirely. However, she is human being. She was born normally from a father and the mother. So she inherited the original sin. That's why in her praise said, my soul magnifies the Lord, because he looked at the lowliness of his maidservant. And my soul rejoiced with God, my Savior. What the meaning when Saint Mary says, my spirit is rejoiced, with God, my Savior. So she confessed that she needed the salvation. So she is not co-savior with the Lord. Very important. She is not co-redeemer with the Lord. She is the greatest, the top of the human being. No man, no woman, no angel above her. But still, she is a human being. That's why she was born normally. She died normally. Although the Lord, at the third day, took her body into heaven somewhere. We don't know where. But her spirit is in the paradise of joy. And her body is kept with the Lord. We don't know where. Because, of course, Tawan, she carried the divinity of our Lord in her pure womb. So it wasn't proper, appropriate that the Lord may leave her body be corrupted after she carried the Lord in her womb. It's number one. So, and Joachim and Hannah were devout people, were very spiritual people. This is number one. Who else? Number two? Joseph? Number two, Joseph?
No.
Now, take it consequently. You already said it. Jehan said it already. Yes, Zacharias and Elizabeth. Zacharias and Elizabeth, the Bible states that they were both righteous people. كَانَ كِلَاهُمَا بَرَّيْنِ before God. Righteous before God. بَرَّيْنِ أَمَامَ اللَّهِ سَالِكَيْنِ فِي جَمِيعَ وَصَايَا الرَّبُّ أَحْكَامُ بِلَا لُومٍ. Walking in all the commandments and laws of the Lord, blameless, without any blemish. So, the second family. So, the first family of Saint Mary and the second family of John the Baptist. But before, the family of John the Baptist. And wonderful. In the case of Joachim and Hannah, the angel appeared to them both. But in the case of Zacharias and Elizabeth, he appeared only to Zacharias in the temple while he was raising the incense on the altar of incense. And Elizabeth believed what he told her. He didn't speak to her for 9 months at least. He didn't speak. He wasn't able to speak after he doubted the Annunciation. So, Zacharias and Elizabeth. Huh. Number three. Taban Zacharias first, and then number three. Huh? Saint Mary. Saint Mary, the mother of God. Saint Mary, the mother of God. مش كده؟ Who can give us an idea about the Annunciation which Saint Gabriel or Archangel Gabriel gave to Saint Mary? I want to hear from you. What do you see this visit? What do you see this Annunciation? What was the dialogue between them? Hey, doctor.
So the thing that strikes me is how modest she felt.
Yeah.
She felt very modest. She didn't feel like she deserved all the issues.
Yeah. She looked at herself as undeserved to this. Yeah. But on the other hand, she said that she's not worth of this event, of this great mystery. But on the other hand, did she accept or she did not accept? She accepted. But how come that she asked the angel how it will be for me when I don't know man? Was it rejection or what was that?
Wondering
or asking a question. She did not say, no, it will never be. You know that I didn't know and I will not know any man. She did not say that. She said only, how come it will be with me while I don't know a man? She needed an explanation. But she did not reject. Zacharias rejected. That's why he was kept silent from the angel for 9 months. But Saint Mary did not reject. And at the same time, she did not doubt the Annunciation. She only asked about the way it will be. The way it will be. How come? You know that I'm virgin. I will still be virgin. I don't know a man. She did not say, I did not know a man for now or up till now. She put it in the present tense, present continuous tense. I do not know a man. It means that I didn't, I will not. So if Saint Mary was not perfect in her life, she would have denied or rejected the Annunciation. That's why she was considered the best among women in childbearing, or among human beings, men or women, no one above her. What else about this Annunciation? Dr. Ahmed started it. When the angel explained to her, what did she say? Yeah. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be as you said. Very submission. Very high rank of submission. And if any young girl, yani think of it kada, far from faith or any, and an angel would come to her and say, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. The Holy will be born from you is the Savior, Jesus. If she was not thinking in a spiritual way, she could have thought something very critical. What it is? Far from faith, from submission. Something, any normal girl would have thought. Huh? Huh? Like before pride. About the ability and this, the submission and non-submission. Belief. And also, very, very important point. فكرت إزاي يعني؟ تفتكر يعني تبقى أقربها لكم شوي. Was she married? Yes, she was married. She was married. She was engaged and married at the same time. In the Jewish law, which the Muslims took from them, they have something ismu katb kitab, writing the book. Writing the book is considered as marriage, and it is taken exactly from the Jewish law. So she was engaged to him, and they used to let the engaged woman live in the house of the fiance for 1 year. After 1 year, they would not call her engaged, but married. Complete married. اللي هم سموها اخواتنا البعض بقى الدخلة. اخدين بالكو. Here she was engaged, but at the same time, Joseph had the right to be with her as a woman. So, انا شرحتها شوية كده. لو هي بتفكر, she was thinking, wanted about what? What happened? And before the people. No, the people would not say anything. Why? Because she was considered his wife. Joseph himself. Because the only one who knew that he did not touch her was Joseph. So, كان ممكن تفكر تقول ألا طب أعمل إيه لو يوسف شافني حامل؟ صح؟ This was the first challenge. She, يعني, if she was thinking in a worldly way, she would have said, what would I do when Joseph sees me pregnant and he knows that he did not touch me? What can I say to him? She said, behold, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be as you said. خلاص. So long it is from the Lord, don't worry. Don't worry. If anything is given to you from the Lord, don't worry. Don't worry. If you carry out the commandment of the Lord, don't worry about the results. The Lord will protect you. The Lord will fulfill His promises to you. He will find a way. And He did. When we come to Joseph, we will speak about that. He's the next one. If a number one, mean St. Mary's family. Number two, John the Baptist's family. Number three, St. Mary. Number four, mean Joseph himself. He was a very spiritual man. The tradition of the Coptic Church say that he was a widower and he was an old man. And they gave this girl to him because at that time she did not have father or mother or any relative. So the Lord selected Joseph among 12 old people, Joseph the carpenter. So the choice of Joseph also was something divine from heaven. Because if he wasn't spiritual, he could have what he was thinking of when he saw her pregnant. مش كده؟ يعني لما شافها حامل، أي واحد ما قربش من مراته وشوفها حامل 100% هيشك فيها، مش كده؟ وكان هيعمل ايه؟ العادي بتاع الناموس ان يعمل ايه؟ ها؟ يسلمها للهاي بريست، مش كده؟ ويقرروها مين اللي عمل معاك الحكايه دي ويرجموهم هما الاثنين، صح؟ يطبق عليها القانون. He would have applied the law of Moses. And he could have done the following, bringing her to the Holy Synod, the chief priest or the high priest, and she will confess, would confess in his mind, would confess about the name of the man who did that with her. But he was thinking of something much better. Instead of applying the law, what did he say in himself? فاكرين ولا نسيتوها؟ He said, هو يقول لي الكتاب أراد تخليتها إيه؟ سرا. He said, let her go secretly. In the night, in the darkness, I would have said to her, go and don't let me see your face again. I will not apply the law on you. Forget it for you. While he was thinking of that, this step was يعني good step from him as a spiritual man, that he wanted to cover her because he said, يعني poor girl, 15 years old or 14 and a half at that time, 14 more, a little bit more between 14 and 15. So he said, that's why the Lord selected Joseph the carpenter. That's why the Lord selected Joseph the carpenter. He was a spiritual man. And the Lord did not leave him in his doubt. So he appeared in a dream to him and said, do not doubt your wife, your woman, Mary, because what happened to her is from the Holy Spirit. And he believed the dream. He believed the dream. And as of this point, he became the guard of incarnation, the guard of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the guard of the Holy Family, which he was a member of it in their trip to Egypt and back from Egypt, and taking care of Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ until he became 15 years old, until he departed into heavens. So Joseph was number four, who saw and rejoiced with the salvation and became the guard angel of this holy family. يبقى قلنا ايه؟ St. Mary's family, St. John's family, and St. Mary and Joseph. Next, number five. Disciples. Shepherds. Mean a doctor. Who? Next. دكتور أشرف بيحاول يشوف. شوف وقول ما عنديش مانع. إليزابيث. إليزابيث. إليصابات. إحنا قلنا. Second on the family. The family. When the angel informed Zacharias that his son will prepare the way of salvation, but he did not say anything about Jesus himself. No. So the angel of the Lord, when he spoke to Zacharias, he said that your child will be the angel who prepared the way of the Lord. So they knew that something will happen. But next to Joseph was Elizabeth. Elizabeth knew before Zacharias. Elizabeth knew clearly before Zacharias. How? When St. Mary visited Elizabeth, after she heard from the angel, she went to the house of Elizabeth and she helped her 3 months because she was pregnant and she was at the 6th month. So 6 months, St. Mary and Joseph and everyone did not know anything about the pregnancy of St. Elizabeth. But when the angels informed St. Mary about that, she went to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth announced that St. Mary is the mother of her Lord. Well, who I am that the mother of my master comes to me? The baby was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. St. John leaped in the womb of St. Elizabeth and rejoiced joyfully as if he was kneeling before the Lord, not to St. Mary, but to the Lord who was in the womb of St. Mary. So Elizabeth had a very good opportunity to know about the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next. بحث لطيف على فكرة. ده بحث حلو قوي علشان يعني تعرفوا it's a good research to know what was around the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next to Elizabeth. Shepherds first. Okay. Shepherds? Yeah. Who were the shepherds? Were they any shepherds that the Lord appeared to them? These shepherds, for your information, were sheeping the sheep which be ordered, which be presented to the temple to be sacrifices. So they used to go to Bethlehem every evening and to let the sheep sleep, and in the morning to go back about 3 miles between Bethlehem and Jerusalem and go back to the temple to sell the sheep for the sinners who were offering sacrifices. That's why the Lord chose these shepherds to say, you are guarding and selling the sheep, the lambs, but the true lamb is born now. I'm announcing to you with rejoicing or joyful news for you and the whole people that today in the city of David, the Savior, Son of David, was born. Of course, I can say also that the angels rejoiced after the angel of the Lord said to the sheep shepherds this announcement. What happened? You will a huge group, togumat of angels came and praised the Lord, saying, glory be to God the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. This was the sermon of His Holiness Pope Tawadros this year about the glory, peace, and joy. So these shepherds were going to be or symbolizing the priests, because the priests now are shepherding the flock of God, the sheep of God. Okay? And at the same time, they are offering the true lamb to them. And they are not now giving sacrifices to the people to sacrifice, but they are now giving the true sacrifice for the salvation of the whole world. And then after that come next. The wise men. And the traditions did not insist that they were three. We consider them three because they offered gold, myrrh, and frankincense. Or gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Okay? They could be more than. But they offered only three presents. Or could be some of them gave gold, some of them frankincense, some of them gave myrrh. Yeah. You have a question? After the birth. Salome was a cousin to Saint Mary, and she was with her at the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ in the manger. مش كده؟ حد يقدر يقول لي proof of that من المداح بتاعت كياك؟ أمدح في البتول. سالوما شهدت إن العذراء ولدت أمنت واعتقدت بالسر المكنون، سالومي وتنس she had faith and dogma. Then the virgin gave birth. No name. And this was the mystery. Means Saloma, ba? Saloma, one of the relatives of Saint Mary, and she was with her. And the Lord, and the tradition says that Saloma went with them also to Egypt, and back from Egypt to Nazareth. La. It's not written in the Bible. It's in the traditions. Yeah. After that, you said the magos, or the three men. In this, all of these people were rejoiced. Except one unharmony voice. Herod. Unfortunately, Herod. Herod was the only odd voice. He was enraged completely. And he knew from the three men, when they misunderstood the nature of the king, they thought a king, a Jewish king was born. مش كده؟ طب the Jewish king يبقى نورمالي هيروحوا لفين؟ To the palace of Herod. To the king asking him. This is the normal. But not for heaven. That's why as soon as they came to the temple, as soon as they directed themselves to Jerusalem, the star disappeared. It's not the way, but they went on. They continued. They went to the palace. You cannot find the Lord of Lords in the palace of the kings. You cannot see the Lord of Lords in the noisy of Jerusalem. You cannot search for the true King of Kings among the kings of this world. That's why the star disappeared. And then, when they left the palace of Herod, what happened? Two things happened. One joyful, one sorrowful. What happened joyfully? What happened sorrowfully? They found the joyfully when they left the palace, they found that the star appeared to them again, and they were very, very glad. بيقول كده كتاب. When they saw the star, they were rejoiced very, very much. فرحوا فرحا great joy. فرحوا فرحا عظيما جدا. لما لقوا النجم. What was sorrowful? Herod. Who killed 144,000. Tonight is the feast of the martyrdom of the 144,000 undefiled virgins. Tomorrow, inshallah, I have a sermon about them. So this is what happened. So ده نغمة نسميها إيه نشاز كده. مين بقى اللي بيعرف في الموسيقى يقولون نشاز بالإنجليزي يعني إيه What's wrong أنا مش عارف wrong tone false tone أي حاجة نشاز كده. In the symphony of rejoicing of all these people from the family of Saint Mary up till now, all of them were rejoiced. They were waiting or awaiting for the salvation. But Herod was immersed in the worldly lusts. as a king. So either your dignity and yourself or the Holy Spirit in you. Choose. This is the lesson of Herod. Herod, he to me is when I say I am me first, no God. And this leads me to be atheist, to be non-believer. But Herod, unfortunately, fell in that because he was not, although he was Jew, but he did not live the scriptures at all. After Herod came the Magus. And here, Taman, you know the symbols of the three gifts of the Magus. Huh? The gold means the true king. Not only king, but a true king. Why? Because they gave gold to a child who was, Taman, how old was the Lord Jesus Christ when he was there? Huh? When the Magus came to him, how old was he? Few months? What was the order of Herod the king? When he killed the 144,000, how old were them?
2 years and under.
2 and under. Right? How old was John the Baptist at that time? Maximum 2. Why? Because he was among those who were required to come. And Zacharias took him to the temple, and the angel of the Lord took him, and he lived in the wilderness for 30 years, or until he became 30 years. So John the Baptist was in maximum beta was 2 years. Then our Lord Jesus Christ, the maximum could be 1.5. That's why they said, not the babe, but the child. Until the Magus came from Iran or from Iraq or this area to Jerusalem, it took them a long time on the camels or whatever. So until that, the family moved from the manger to a house, because it's written in the book of the Gospel of St. Luke that the star guided them to the house where the child was, not the babe was. He was a child at that time. طبعا ممكن واحد يقول لي the creche اللي بره ده اللي انتوا حاطينه الكريش ده حاطين الرعاة وحاطين المجوس. Yeah, it's the story. Like the icon. When we put icon here, the icon is a story, not just a photo. We take a photo for a moment. It's a moment. For us, واحد يعني iPad for all the attendants. It's one moment. But for the icons here, they explain the story of the saint or the martyr or whatever. Understand that? So that's why many people think that the wise men came to the manger. They did not go to the manger. They went to a house because the family moved to a house for 1.5 years until he became 1.5 or less. And from Bethlehem, they fled to Egypt for about 3 years and 11 months. يبقى احنا قلنا كده هيرود ميجوس. Who else? For your time, for the two persons. بسرعة نقول. لا قلنا جوزيف. Two people. هقولهم بسرعة علشان الوقت. Simeon and Hannah the prophetess. Hannah the prophetess. Hannah married for 7 years. And then her husband died. And she lived in the, her, in the temple 84 years. Simeon lived more than 300 years. And he was, you know his story, when he was translating from Jewish to Greek. And in the book of Isaiah, he was speaking, about the virgin conceived. He doubted to write the virgin conceived. The Lord appeared to him and said to him, you will live until you see that. And he lived. He lived. And on the day of 40 days of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, they presented him to the temple, and Simeon, guided by the Holy Spirit, carried our Lord and said, now let your servant depart in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation. Taman, he became at that time he became blind. Literally, he became blind because he was more than 300 years. Course, but his inner eyes saw the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he confessed. And also Hannah the prophetess was prophesying about the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the intercession and prayers of all these people except Herod be with us all. I mean, of course, Taman, we mentioned everyone. ونغمة النشاز الوحيدة. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ is our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, and the Lord. Amen. نشكر صانع الخيرات الرحوم الله برب نوران وخلصان مسيح لأنه سترنا وعدنا حفظنا قبلنا إليه وشفق علينا وعدنا وتبدنا لدي الساعة وعيدا فلنسأل أن يحفظنا فهذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام من الضابط الكل الرب إلهنا أيها السيد الرب الإله ضابط الكل أبو ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح نشكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال أنك سترتنا وأعنتنا وحفظتنا وقبلتنا إليك شفقت علينا وعضتنا وأتيت بنا لدي الساعة من أجل هذا نسأل أطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أم حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان مؤامرة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظهرين انزهى عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن وضعك المقدس هذا أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وكل قوة العدو ولا تدخلنا التجارب لكن نجنا من الشرير نعم الرفعة محبة البشر لواتي لابنك الوحيد ربنا أرهنا مقدسنا المسيح الذي من قبل المجد والكرم والعز والسجود تليق بك معه مع الروح القدس المحي المساوي لك الآن وكل أوان إلى دهر الدهرين أمين. Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
cleanse the bones, travel, come rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, renew steadfast spirits in me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I'll teach you and sisters that your ways of sin shall be confided to you. Deliver me from all guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue to sing aloud of righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, my mouth shall forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, so give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God, a broken spirit, a broken contrary heart, these, O God, you will not despise. Do good with pleasures of Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering, whole burnt offering. Then they shall fall bulls on your altar.
Alleluia. قوم يا بني نور سبح رب القوات الكون علينا بخلاص نفوسنا عندما نقف أمام الجسد ينزع من عقولنا نوم الغفلة أعطنا يا رب يقضى لكي نفهم كيف نقف أمامك وقت الصلاة ونرسل لك العفو والتمجيد اللائق ونفوز بغفران خطايانا الكثيرة المجد لك يا محب البشر.
Behold, bless the Lord, you servant of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion.
Glory be to you, Lord of mankind. فلتن وسيرتك قدامك يا ربك قولك فأمني تدخلت الباطن وحضرتك يا ربك كلمتك أحيني تفيض شفتي الصبح دمعا لم تنحك حقوقك لساني يجيب بأقوالك لأن جميع صيك عادلة لتكن يدك لتخلصني أنا اشتهيت وصياك اشتقت إلى خلاصك يا رب وناموسك وتلاوتي تحيا نفسي وتسبحك أحكامك تولينني ضللت مثل الخروف الضال فاطلب عبدك فإني لوصاياك لم أنسى. Glory be to the Father and to the Son,
the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to you, all of mankind. Hail to your mother, the Virgin Mary, and all your saints. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Have mercy upon us. Let God rise and all his enemies will scatter, and those who despise his holy name will disperse before him. As for your people, may they multiply through your blessing 2,000 for performing your will. Open my lips, O God, and make my tongue praise you. Amen.
Alleluia. Choice nine on choice nine on a liach in a fron. Emifut, Nimshir, Mabnoma, to Abunut, and what I mean. Lot of his bath, Kunal Ulam, Nasfil, Barak, Demon, and Messiah. مالك يا إلهي أرجونا في الخطايا الكثيرة المزامير 30 معلمنا داود النبي الملك بركاته علينا أمين.